You're listening to FMGRadio.com. Welcome to The Jody Show, where I invite you to join me each week as I interview conscious health and life abundance-oriented thought leaders, sharing their journeys, life skills, and wisdom to empower you to achieve harmony and balance in your entire life. Our goal is to help you have fun, make money, and do good for yourself and others. Over the next few weeks, we are opening the vault to the Wayback Machine in 2004 and sharing with you interviews with a lineup of amazing women, such as Marsha Weider, known as America's Dream Coach, Joey Tamer, a widely acclaimed strategic consultant to technology and media CEOs worldwide, cultural anthropologist Genevieve Bell, she's a senior researcher within Intel Research, Carolyn Layton, the founder of WITI, a.k.a. Women in Technology, Marilyn Tam, formerly the president of Reebok Apparel and vice president of Nike, and Jean Bartik and Kay Mockley Antonelli, two of the first ENIAC computer programmers from the 1940s. I hope that you enjoy these interviews as much as I did. It was a treat to spend time with each of these incredible women. The first interview of the series is with Marsha Weider. So before we get started, I'm going to give you a little background. Marsha is known as America's Dream Coach. She was a frequent guest on Oprah. She's an international speaker and visionary. Now, this was Marsha's very first podcast. Now, we recorded this back in 2004. Now, at that time, after doing the interview and recording it and then having to edit it, I had to handwrite the podcast code. Now, the podcast code is what makes it available to go through RSS, go into iTunes to make it available to be subscribed to. Now, we've come a long way. We had to manually do it back then, so now we're at the point so everything is done for us automatically. So that shows you how far we've come over the last few years. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy this show, and be sure to check back with us over the next few weeks for the remaining interviews of this series.
This evening is Marsha Weider, whom Oprah has named America's Dream Coach. Marsha has written 4 books and is the founder of Dream Coach University. You've probably seen her on Oprah or the Today Show, and she's featured on her own national PBS television special entitled Making Your Dreams Come True. Be sure to visit Marsha's website, and Marsha's given a gift away, so go to www.dreamcoach.com where you can download her ebook, Jumpstart Your Dream. Welcome, Marsha. I'm so happy to have you here tonight.
Well, I'm excited about being here with you. This is my first ever podcast.
Oh, great. They're pretty much new to everyone, and you're going to see it more and more as time goes by.
I'm excited about it because my personal mission is to launch a dream movement and to reach as many people as I can, reminding them that their dreams are important. So this is a great new technology and an opportunity to do just that.
I think people, when they get into business, they forget how important their dreams are. Those are really the foundation of who we are.
Yeah, I mean, I think without vision, companies fail. And without our personal vision, our dreams, goals, and hopes, our lives can become kind of routine and stagnant.
A lot of people see that in business. That's why I think a lot of businesses will fail, because they lose that heart behind it. It's without that passion and that dream, what's the sense of really pursuing it?
I agree with you completely. As a matter of fact, I have seen, when people become primarily problem solvers, often the passion will dry up. And I think it's important to be able to solve problems. Obviously, that's an essential tool. But if you're just checking things off your to-do list, I don't know, I'm usually frustrated at the end of the day that there's still so much stuff on there. And what I teach people through the whole Dream Coach process is how to turn their lives, what I call, right side up, so that when you open your calendar, what you actually are looking at are the action steps that move you forward on your dreams, personally and professionally. But for most of us, what we need to do in order to make that happen is we need to quit something. You know, our calendars are already so full. So I coach people on, you know, thinking about or considering using passion, as you mentioned, as the barometer. If there's something that you're doing that you don't have to do and you don't want to do, maybe you could consider saying no thank you. And as you clear away some clutter by, you know, maybe quitting a board that you're done with or a group that no longer serves you or even a bad attitude, you know, quitting something to clear some clutter and make some space in your life for your dreams. Then when you schedule in what it is that you love, it often gets done faster. That's what I have found. When I'm doing what I love, I'm not looking at my watch every few minutes. So this is a whole new way of looking. And, you know, I think so many of us were so mired in reality and so busy living from our clocks and our calendars that dreaming or passion can seem frivolous. And yet, without our dreams, all we have is reality. And, you know, and I think reality is an important part of the mix, Jody.
Uh-huh.
You have to know where you are so that you can design the strategy for where you want to wind up. But the question I like to pose is, what has being realistic cost you?
There's an article that you just put out that is Integrity, the Key to Getting What You Want. I love that. And I was reading it, and it made so much sense, because when people make all these promises and we have all these things going on in our lives, and it's really hard to focus on what we want if we're thinking about all these little things that we have out there and we're constantly trying to complete everything. We never get anything done. Our dreams don't come true because without that focus, our energy spread out too far.
You understand it completely. That's right. And at a certain level, we're out of integrity with ourselves when we're doing things that are no longer true for us. You know, so if it's work that you're no longer passionate about, or, you know, or you're just burnt out, or you're not exercising, or whatever it is that's important to you. So I teach, you know, integrity is not about righteousness and you know, and perfection. It's about really being true to your own heart and soul and values.
I believe that with our business, we teach people internet marketing, and starting with a lot of new businesses, our workshops are called Integrity in Business, because I think that's a key component to keep you going and actually continue having that passion. And I just, once I read this, it touched me so, because it was so right on. Marcia, we have a few questions here.
I'm happy to take them.
Okay. First one is, why are your dreams important in business and in our life?
Well, I define a dream as something that you want, something that matters to you and something that's important. And I think we touched on this one a little bit already, that without vision, companies fail. But personally, people with passion and dreams live longer, healthier lives. There's actually a medical term for it called apoptosis that says when your brain has believed you've outgrown your usefulness, which can happen when people retire, experience an empty nest syndrome, or when people stop dreaming, the brain sends a message to the body that it's no longer needed, and people start to mentally and physically self-destruct. So, you know, often women will say to me, well, isn't it selfish to be thinking about myself and my own dreams? And I say, not only is it not selfish, but it's an act of generosity, because you're going to be around longer for and with the people that you love. And in a business context, you know, some businesses do use the word dream. A lot of them have it in their marketing campaigns right now. Honda, Agilent, where dreams are made real. I think Honda's is something like the Power of Dreams. You know, American Express, Charles Schwab, we are the custodian of our customers' dreams. And some companies, you know, the word dream is a little soft for them. They might use the word vision or mission. I don't care what people call it. I care that they have it. And the companies that I see that are the most successful are the ones that have a team that are aligned to a shared vision or dream. And, you know, sometimes we'll have a vision or a dream and it's just, you know, it's plastered on the wall or on, you know, on a coffee mug. But for everybody to really be in alignment and living in integrity with the vision and the values of the company, that's where transformation really can occur.
That's how I think a lot of these networking events so positive and help us, because we get into a group of people that have the same vision, and it helps us really focus.
It's
validating.
Validating. I mean, that's why whenever I speak to an organization, I'm always doing exercises to have people actually speak their vision, write their vision, commit to action steps on it. Because, I mean, the difference between a dream and a fantasy is that in a dream, you can design a strategy for getting there. In a fantasy, like winning the lottery, there's nothing that you can do to make it happen. But the challenge also is in the dreaming process, and this is especially important for people who tend to be overly or primarily realistic. The challenge in the dreaming process is not to go to strategy too soon. If you go to strategy too early in the creative process, it often has us compromise on the vision, or, you know, or it can squelch our passion. You know, because the realist inside of us wants to know, where's the time and money coming from? But in the early phases of the dreaming, when you're just imagining it and you're kind of putting the meat on the bones, you don't necessarily have it all figured out. So I'll just repeat that real quickly. The difference between a dream and a fantasy is that in a dream you can design a strategy for getting there, but if you go to strategy too soon, it often will kill the passion and compromise on the vision.
That pretty much answered the next question, is what are the differences between our dreams, our goals, and our fantasies? Pretty much answered that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I will add the difference between a dream and a goal. I think goal setting is really essential. When I announced to my family and friends that I was leaving my marketing business in the National Press Building back in Washington, D.C., to move to California to help people realize their dreams, people thought I had lost my mind. You know, they said things to me like, oh, Marcia, you know, you used to be so credible. Do you have to call it dreaming? Can't you call it goal setting?
I thought you were courageous.
Thank you. I mean, my response to that is I think goal setting is essential, but I'm really passionate about dreaming. In the dreaming process or dream coaching, I teach people how to swing outside of just being realistic. Inside the dream place inside of us, you know, we're tapped into creativity and imagination. It's possibility thinking. We might be saying, gee, what else? If time and money weren't obstacles, what else might I do? If I had the support of the people around me, you know, what else might I add into this dream? And at a certain point, you have to turn the dream into a goal or a project. Otherwise, it does just stay a daydream or a fantasy. But the challenge is not to move there too quickly. And then the difference between a dream and a goal, I think with the goals and the projects, you start to assign very specific due dates for what you're going to achieve and accomplish. That's a critical part of the dream coach process as well. But my experience is most of us need to reconnect to the dreamer inside of us, that we've become pretty hardcore realists. I write about this a lot in the San Francisco Chronicle. I've had a column in there called A New Conversation About Dreams. And just that I think we fell into something after 9/11, and I'm not sure that we've ever come back out of it. And what it looks like is a lot of people are still moving out of fear, or not moving, I should say, immobilized out of fear and lack, as opposed to connecting to their faith and believing in their dreams and then demonstrating that their dreams matter to them by doing something about it. So this new conversation about dreams is moving away from fear and illusion into faith and courage through action and results.
I really love the way that you present this. I was raised with, if anything is going to happen in your life, you have to really be able to visualize it in your head. And it's almost like a business plan, step by step. You have anything that you want, you have to put every little piece in there. And once you can focus on it and make it happen. And I think that's so important for business owners or anybody in life to be able to sit down and put that together and see what it is that they want in order to achieve it.
You know, Jody, I've been a guest a few times on the Oprah Show. I was on as the passion expert, and once I was on, we were talking about empowering women to start their own businesses. And Oprah came over to me and she said, Marcia, you know something that I know. Of course, I was kind of like, what could that be? And she said, it's all about believing in your dreams. Oprah Winfrey said if she had to attribute her success in life to any one thing, it was that she believed in her dreams even when no one else did. And what I add to Oprah's wisdom is, if I can be that bold, is that often there's no evidence that your dream is a good idea. I hate that one. And there's also sometimes no evidence that this is the right time to pursue it. But, you know, you won't find evidence if you're looking in your checkbook or you're looking at the stock market or you're looking at the news. The place where you'll find evidence whether or not your dream is a good idea and something that you can believe in is in your own heart. So can you believe in something because it matters to you and then actually take action on that dream, whatever the dream might be, you know, having more passionate work, launching a new project, learning to play the piano, starting a nonprofit, doing volunteer work, more quality time with your family and friends, living in a foreign country. I mean, the dream process that I teach and talk about works on any dream. And I'm hoping that people listening to this will say, you know what? I need a new dream, or I've been thinking about this dream and talking about it but not doing anything about it. This would be the opportunity for people to actually take that step forward.
Okay, well, I have another question here. Are there steps that we can take to achieve a dream?
One of the most important steps is to actually speak the dream out loud. Get it out of your head. Join the Witty Dream Circle where you can get ongoing support, encouragement, and the resources. And most importantly, you'll get dream coached, where someone will supportively hold you accountable in taking the steps that you need to take in order to realize the dreams that you want. Many of us are like, oh no, I can't tell this person my dream. I work with them or I live with them. And we keep our dreams such a good secret that sometimes we even forget what they are. So writing the dream down, talking about it, sharing it in a way, you know, that works for you. But I will say that a visionary or a big dreamer has a vision or a dream, articulates it with clarity so people understand it, expresses it with passion so other people get excited about it, and a visionary or a big dreamer inspires or invites others to join them. So there's something about this whole thing about not doing it alone. And I can speak a lot about this because for many, many years I was somebody who very much was kind of a lone wolf and, you know, would go out and do my speeches and, you know, go speak to 1,000 people, then come home and unplug the phones. And, you know, because I really do value, my privacy and my downtime. But now that I've really stepped up to lead this dream movement, it's been so thrilling to find wonderful, brilliant strategic partners like Witty and, you know, organizations and individuals who are kindred spirits, who do think like I do. So anyone who's listening to this, if you feel like my mission aligns with your mission, my mission of creating this dream movement, send me an email, Marcia@dreamcoach.com, because I'm always seeking, I use the word a few times in this talk, but it seems to be right there, kindred spirits, fellow visionaries, big dreamers. And I'm really looking at bringing my work into the school system, into the medical, healthcare industry, certainly technology with Witty. But I don't think that there's any place where people couldn't use an infusion of passion, vision, and dreaming.
One thing you said earlier about speaking out your dream, I think in order for us to see things come to life, we have to just do this. The spoken word, it's like a commitment. It gives it life. And also being around other people that have the same mindset, and it helps us really focus on what we want and maintain that, because too often we will have an idea that or a dream that we want to pursue, and we get caught up in life. And being around other people that have that same vision really keeps us focused, and that's what's really great about these networks, especially with Witty and with these conferences. And when you come out here and you're around people that all want the same thing, it keeps you going until you actually get to your goal.
The world is filled with dream killers and dream squelchers and dream killers. And, you know, at Witty, you find people who are dreaming big with you, some of them dreaming bigger than you, but all who are willing to reach out a generous hand and say, how can I help you? That's really what this is all about. So, you know, it is validating to be with other people. And then there's a whole nother level to play out when you're actually part of a dream circle or a community that's encouraging you, empowering you, and actually helping you.
But what stops us from realizing our dreams? And a lot of us do this. We sabotage them. Why is it? Why do we do that?
Yes, that's a great question. Well, I would say people think what stops them is not enough time and not enough money. I ask people all the time, how much do you need to make that dream come true? And they say, well, I don't know, but I know I don't have enough. The big killers of our dreams are actually fear and doubt. And those are the obstacles that we use to sabotage our dreams. The number one way that we sabotage our dreams is we project our fear and doubt into the dream. Because when the dreamer is saying, gee, what if I did this, and what if I called this person and got this help, the doubter voice inside of us is saying, but what if? But what if I fail? But what if people laugh at me? But what if it doesn't work? But what if? And, you know, I think until you get to the end of your life and you look back on what you did and didn't accomplish, you don't really know what's realistic. And I think it's not, you know, because we'll say, oh, you know, be realistic, as opposed to, well, let me explore the possibilities. I think we often kill off our dreams before we explore where they might take us or how to make them happen. So a simple technique that I offer to people is take a piece of paper, hold it vertically, draw a line across the middle horizontally, and on the top write out your dream, something that you want, and on the bottom write out your reality, where you are in relationship to what you want. And this is what's important. In the reality section, also include your fears, doubts, and limiting beliefs. that will keep you from projecting them into the dream. So in the end, you'll have a piece of paper in front of you. You know, maybe the top has your dream job or dream career or, you know, even dream relationship in it. And the bottom has your reality, including your fears and doubts. Because then I can say to you, which one are you more committed to, your dream or your reality? Another way to say it is, which one are you more committed to, your dream or your fear, your dream or your doubt? And if you've loaded all of your fear into the dream, and I say, which one are you more committed to, you're probably going to say, I'm more committed to my reality because it's safe. But the mistake that we make is we can't, you know, putting our fears, doubts, and concerns into the dream is a surefire way to kill it off. And besides, you don't actually have fears and doubts in the future. You have them as part of your present reality about the dream in the future. So a simple exercise like that begins to unlayer what I call the soup pot. We have this big pot of soup where everything is in it, our dreams, our hopes, our desires, as well as our fears, doubts, and limiting beliefs, as well as our parents' fears, doubts, and limiting beliefs. And what I try to do in my books and on my programs is to actually unlayer that process, help people pull out, wow, what is your purpose? What are your personal and professional dreams? What are the fears and doubts that are stopping you? And then really help them break through those limitations.
Most of us just need to get out of our own way.
I would say more than anything. People are always talking about the dream killers out there, and I think the biggest killers of our dreams are inside of us. And that's why it's really powerful to build a community or to be part of a place where people are really believing in you and really encouraging you to take the next step.
Thank you, Marcia, for being with us this evening. It's been a great honor. We have been speaking to Marcia Weider, America's Dream Coach.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Please join us again next week as we continue our series with some pretty amazing and outstanding women. Be sure to visit jodyshow.com, that's jodyshow.com, for replays and guest bios. Until we meet again, I hope you have fun, make money, and do good for yourself and others. Have a wonderful day.